Hello, and welcome to the 5 Secrets to Becoming a Six-Figure Trainer, read by owner and founder Michelle Blakely of See, Jake, and Jane Train. I'm super happy to have you with us today, and please use this to listen to in your commute, when you're taking a break, when you're doing your warm-up, and just let these ideas sink in because we really believe in you and want to help in the best way possible. All right? Here we go. Number one secret, bring your relentless commitment to awesome. There is no way around it. If you want to earn the money you deserve as a consummate fitness professional, and let me be clear, I adamantly believe every great trainer deserves a six-figure tax return. You must commit to being awesome. And despite those lovely bumper stickers and misinterpreted or misguided parental messaging, being awesome does not just happen. You, in fact, were not born with this. Not in the sense we're talking about anyway. Being awesome requires work. A lot of work. And if that doesn't sit well with you, please stop listening. I am not the guru for you, and you may not like the rest of what we have to say here. Are you still there? Awesome. Welcome. I'm elated to share these secrets. Once you internalize them, you're going to crush it. So let's break it down and get your fine self earning dollars equal to your life-changing services. The work to be awesome, I insist upon, is simple. Simple, but not easy. It requires being uncomfortable, self-aware, fearless, and willing to ask for help. Tall order? Yes. But you can do this. I have met so many fit pros that have already been run through the ringer by their own fitness fight, athletic achievement, health revolution, personal struggle, insurmountable disease dilemma, or weight loss victory that I am convinced most of you already have the grit required to succeed. Your work to be awesome is the far-reaching commitment to being a craftsman of personal training and fitness. This includes, but is not limited to, knowledge and the application of that knowledge in the following areas. The human body as it pertains to health, wellness, fitness, or sport. Musculoskeletal anatomy, program design and its varied applications. Honored industry research standards, and a healthy willingness to reevaluate when new research emerges. Communication of said research to clients in a helpful manner. Fitness trends. Scope of practice for personal trainers in related fields, the ins and outs of the training equipment at your disposal, motivation and the human condition, nutrition, healthful eating habits, quality recipe and consultant resources, thoughtful assessment and reassessment of clients on a scheduled recurring basis, effective cueing and instruction, relentless attentiveness to clients in session, the positive and at times contraindicated effects of exercise on the human body. Exercise as it relates to age, disease, and medication. Exercise as it relates to gender, performance, and changes in the human condition. Standards of professionalism and respectfulness in session that would make the notorious RBG proud, and so on. Courses, quality reading materials like journals, books, or blogs, documentaries, experts to follow, continuing education work, industry events, and additional certifications are all required to be awesome. And let me warn you, this will be a mixed bag on two fronts. First, some of the information you acquire will be questionable or unsubstantiated. It will be up to you to process and decide what to digest and what to discard. The key is to keep seeking. Secondly, most of you will be simultaneously overwhelmed and invigorated by the effort to be awesome. That is normal. Keep going. Learning we don't know as much as we thought we knew can be a downer. Mark Twain wisely wrote, "What gets us into trouble is not what we don't know, it's what we know for sure that just ain't so." Embrace this. Growing past our current state of expertise to offer more to our clients is invigorating and worthy. Stay uncomfortable. Keep learning. Implement and be awesome. Big money requires it. Number two, be a care bearer. I have actually turned trainers away from our courses because I could see they did not care about their clients. I'm a great mentor, but teaching caring, ethical behavior to an individual that doesn't already exhibit the seeds of decency is a mountain I choose not to climb. If you have a certain inherent level of empathy for clients paying for your services, this is a trait that can be honed, nurtured, and fostered. If not, please find another profession. This is your step two to significant income. Care. Some of you are already crushing it here. How much do you care about your clients as people? How much are you driven by their success? Have you realized that their success is your success? Do you habitually stand in their shoes? Do you understand the construct that led them to a place of unhealth, injury, or needing more from their body or their life? Have you rejected the notion that clients are lazy or unmotivated? There is much research that shows that unhealthy or obese clients are actually working disproportionately and significantly harder than our healthier clients. Meeting people where they are at is instrumental to your and their success. This cannot happen if you do not empathize with their journeys on a daily basis. Make the time to understand what it took for them to knock on your door, quite literally for some. You are eyeball deep in your comfort at the gym. For some of you, it's your second home. Not true for many would-be clients. Most are very understandably uncomfortable in this gym or even loathe it. Knowing this and gently having it inform your training is essential. This is part of the work of being a six-figure trainer. You must care. You cannot do this job well without habitually listening to your clients. Hone your skills of listening and understanding. Hear their healthy living struggles and the emotions behind them. Recognize how this is informing their choices and behaviors. Find a way to care more about those struggles, and it will fuel your mission to help them find ideal solutions. This level of caring and focus on understanding your customers propels awesome trainers to the six-figure level. They listen, witness, and relentlessly offer tailored solutions based on client-specific needs. Their businesses thrive without tricks or tactics. Their businesses are driven by solving their clients' problems and celebrating their successes because they took the time to care, listen, apply, refine, and repeat. Number three, lead like your life depends on it. You cannot be a consummate six-figure, ass-kicking, empathetic, knowledge monster personal trainer without being a great leader. It is a fact. There is no way to succeed at training without leading, and reaching the level you aspire to achieve requires leading well, very well. All of your fabulousness will go unused and thus shamefully wasted unless you embrace and commit to being a leader. For all of my introverts out there, please stay with me. There are all kinds of great leaders, and there is no right way to lead. You don't have to be the king of selfies, an outspoken soundbite queen, or bodybuilding specimen of epic proportions. That is not what we are talking about regarding leadership. Leadership as a six-figure trainer means learning all that is relevant to helping your clients, deciding a course of action, and forging ahead, owning the responsibility with courage and even joy. Lead well in the way that speaks to who you are and what your clients need. Always be you. Just make sure you are owning and embracing this responsibility. Too often, trainers and studio owners place the wrong choices into the client's hands. If you have tackled number one, bring your relentless commitment to awesome, and number two, be a care bearer, you're ready to lead. Examples of leadership roles as the CEO of your six-figure future are: decide how you welcome your clients into your business. Decide who you are as a trainer. Decide who you are as a business. Decide who are your ideal clients and learn how to find them and get to know them. Decide your niche. Decide your company mission, mantra, they're different, and branding. Then ensure those are reflected in everything you do. Conduct yourself as a professional, always. Demand the same of your team members and those that directly or indirectly represent you. Decide your pricings and offerings after thorough research. Offer only those options to clients, knowing they are their best options. Decide and commit to how you and your team will conduct and, as importantly, will not conduct yourselves in session. Own your role as leader in session. Plan, teach, motivate, adjust, record, and empower. Decide to do the right thing when someone is watching and especially when someone is not. Decide to make the right call when the going gets tough and own that as the leader. The buck stops with you. Own those repercussions and adjust, come what may. And for all of the above, as the leader, it is your job to implement these choices and behaviors consistently, habitually, and positively. Decisions without action are about as useful as the basement treadmill turned dry cleaning rack. You have a leader within you. Find it. Embrace it. Cultivate it once you've found it. Your business, your clients, and your prosperity are relying on it. Number four, change your middle name to business. Do you know the percentage of businesses that fail in their first year in the U.S.? Should you incorporate? Be insured? Be certified? Be a member of a business association? Or have a business coach? Do you know the projected growth or decline of our industry for the next 5 years? What is your best lead generator for ideal clients? Do you work in your business or on it? Do you have a system for auditing your efforts? Do you know the basics of your client's customer service expectations? Have you analyzed your weekly, hourly expenditure on work? Where did your last 10 clients come from? Do you know what the average trainer earns in your city? Do you know the monetary worth of the fitness industry? Do you know what PCI compliance is and why it matters? Are your personal finances in order? Do you have savings for your company? Whew! Do these questions leave you feeling like you are acing an exam or notably overwhelmed and afraid to keep listening? Let's be honest. If you haven't made significant effort on your own accord to learn about small business ownership, it is rare that you would know these answers, much less love this line of questioning or shout, "Amen, sister!" Training, certifications, and conventions are just now getting on board with supporting us by teaching business basics. And to comfort you even further, we are not the only industry suffering in this regard. Many independent professions have the same struggles. Many professions have this struggle in general, promoting excellent practitioners to management when they have no true management training. Being a great practitioner does not always translate into being a great business owner. It certainly does not magically gift each of us with the basic knowledge of business, even though that is paramount to surviving our first 6 months. The role of business owner and practitioner carry very different skill sets. Great practitioners do not become great business owners without a lot of effort, drive, grit, and willingness to learn the business of their industry in addition to the craft. Are you willing? Open to leaning into the curve ahead of you. Fear not, you can do it. One step at a time, my fit grasshopper. The first step is already taken in acknowledgement. Own this responsibility and embrace it. It is one of your 5 keys to affluence and success and a key point of leverage over your competitors once embraced. Number 5, love money and insist it loves you back. Cheddar, gravy, shekels, cash, beans, greenbacks, coin, your favorite topic or your least. Whether you see it as a blessing or a curse, money is unavoidable, powerful, and a very real indicator of how you and your business are doing. Knowing money is unequivocally essential to learning, and let's be clear here, keeping a six-figure income. The goal is to be affluent, not living large and beyond your means. I want my six-figure trainers to be financially literate and profitable. I want them to be informed on how to keep their profit margins high, dollars in their pockets, and investments in education and tools paying them back. I do not want trainers earning a lot and then spending even more. I have met many trainers that brought in high dollars. They dressed flash, drove fancy, and looked the part. Allow me to digress at this point, please. To be honest, when I first started training, trainers of this cut intimidated me. I questioned my self-imposed uniform of conservative company embroidered shirts, sports performance apparel, coupon-used, sale-priced gym shoes, and manual transmission 89 Honda Prelude. Quickly, though, I let it go. The flash stopped distracting me, and I focused on my goals, delivering an incredible service and providing myself a comfortable lifestyle. I buckled down, learned a lot the hard way, and stuck to the financial principles taught by my mom-and-pop shop accountant mother. It worked. Knowing business and learning about money, balance sheets, business plans, pricing models, billing models, market research, profit and loss statements, and how to do my own payroll were invaluable. Tedious and super frustrating at times, learning from a parent brings its own very special level of baggage and hurdles, but ultimately, small business and personal finance money knowledge proved to be a huge differentiator between myself and my competition. FYI, I now have a bookkeeper, virtual assistant, and accountant that take care of these items, but having learned the ins and outs, I can easily check it is done properly and get to spend the majority of my time on more pressing projects for my business. Circling back, I later learned the flash trainers that intimidated me were not entirely what they seemed. One hadn't paid his bills on time in months. Another asked clients to pay her credit card bill directly because the shopping debt was so out of control. Another swindled a dozen gym members out of thousands with a ridiculous Ponzi scheme and subsequently went to jail. And another couldn't stomach a meager $2 per session price increase for a studio that just outlaid $40,000 in equipment upgrades. Meanwhile, my quiet, conservative self was earning $8,000 per month, working a 16-hour week schedule, allowing me to fulfill my passion of being a full-time mom and homemaker while hitting my six-figure annual goal. I don't judge these trainers. I wish they knew the business and financial side better. I'm sure they were doing the best they could at the time. You, however, will do better. You are going to succeed. By making the time to accept this responsibility of understanding finances, you will empower yourself and deliver more to your clients. Learn about money. Pay attention to your money. Respect money. Believe your excellent services deserve adequate, competitive compensation. Defeat any fears about money. We all have them. With knowledge and action. Tackle it one inch at a time if you have to. Just refuse to give up. And stop listening to those that say you can't or don't believe in your potential. Force them to step on someone else's dream. Yours isn't going anywhere. When understood and implemented, these five secrets will deliver. Be brave and embrace them. Your career, your livelihood, your clients, and your community are waiting for you to step into this next level of success. Please don't hesitate to reach out if we can help. As one client put it, the 9-week turnaround course lays it all out for you on a silver platter. Feel free to sign up. We'd love to help you succeed. Be awesome. Be caring. Lead well. No business and no money. You can do this. Your six-figure future is waiting. For more information, please reach out to us at info@cjakeandjanetrain.com. We're elated to hear from you. Thanks.